Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
And when you and I have a greater reality of the fact that we have been raised up and made to sit, you've been made to sit. This is not a suggestion. We have been made to sit there. It's different to offer it to you than it is to make you do something. Jesus, the head of the church, has raised us up to a place of such heavenly dignity that we have been made to sit with Him. Where I come from, you don't sit down until the job is done. Sitting means rest. Sitting means rest. That's a position of rest. You may have a sit-down job and you're working behind a desk where you got an easy job, a pencil-pushing job or whatever. Working on a computer or whatever. That's fine. That's wonderful. But your mind is still employed. And what God is doing right now is He's endeavoring to get across to us the fact that whether you're sitting down in the natural or standing up, you can be at rest all the time. Amen. We can be enjoying life all the time. Not just when conditions are just right. Not just when the boss is smiling at me. Not just when I'm getting along with my wife. Not just when I'm getting along with my husband. Not just when all the bills are paid. We can be resting when it seems like all hell's breaking loose around us. We can smile and say, ha ha, devil, I'm still seated. I'm still sitting down in heavenly places. It makes no difference what it looks like. I'm still sitting. There's a place of rest that He has called us to, and this is a position that we are to be assuming. Assume the position.
Amen.
What's the position? A position of rest.
That's right.
The further I go on in the deeper things of the Spirit of God, I'm learning that my mind has to work less. I have to rest more. Because the real truth of the matter is, God, in His awesome wisdom and understanding, has already predestinated your life. Your life is laid out as a map, and victory is on that map. Everything that you'll ever have need to be victorious in this life is on that map. And you, in your mental ability to try and figure out the map, you're just not smart enough, and neither am I. We have to disengage from the mental arena of figuring everything out and having everything worked out and every T crossed and every I dotted of living life. He wants us to come to the place of just resting and enjoying the ride. I'll never forget this the longest day I live. When I first met my wife, she lived in Oklahoma, and she lived a quarter of a mile from Grand Lake, one of the largest lakes in the state. And she had a wave runner. And it was one of them kind that would hold three people. And she was accustomed to riding this thing all across the lake and jumping waves and doing didos and figure eights and everything in the water. And I had never been on one in my life. And I got on the back of that thing with her, and she took out across that lake. I did not realize my fingernails had muscles. It was all I could do to hang on, and she seemed to be oblivious to the fact that I was pale. And she said, "Are you having a good time?" And once I could unclench my teeth, I said, "I'm having a wonderful time."
I can believe it.
We only rode for like a half hour, but it seemed like eternity. I was so tense when I went to get off of that thing, my legs would not bend. I could not function fully correct for a period of time after that because I was so tensed up from the ride. I had claw marks in the seat from hanging on. My fingers were tense. It looked like I had arthritis. I mean, it was just all gnarled up like that from tension. She thought we were having a wonderful time. She was.
You were along for the ride.
The next day I got up. And I couldn't move. I was sore. In places I wasn't aware there you could be sore. Peggy, every part of my anatomy was sore.
I'm with you.
And I was so I hurt for days. And so, consequently, the next time we went to the lake, I remembered my first experience, and I said, if you don't mind, I'd like to just take it out for a spin for myself, just here for a little bit to, you know, get. What I didn't tell her was to eliminate all the fear I had built up in me from riding with her before. I had to overcome this. Praying in tongues has its place, folks. But what I found out is that if I would just relax and go with the move of the wave runner with the water, I could have enjoyed myself and I wouldn't have hurt. And before it was all over, I took it for a drive and rode around and did this and did that. And before it was over, I was ready to do figure eights in the lake. I was ready to jump a wave. You know, I was ready to have a good time with it because I had learned how to relax and enjoy the ride. I had not enjoyed the ride before and it cost me. Oh, did it cost me? It was painful. But what I'm trying to get across here is the fact, in all of the humor in that, is the fact that we can enjoy life and not be tense. And it's a whole lot more relaxing. It won't wear you out. It's not near as hard on you. It's not near as hard on your body. It's not near as hard on your mind. It's not near as hard on the people around you who have to work with your tense self. We've been raised up and made to sit together with Him in heavenly places. God would have us to rely on our position more and not be moved by our condition as much. Now, your condition may force you into being into focusing on your position more. I mean, let's face it, if you're broke, you need to be doing something from the position that you have in heavenly places and make a change. But by going around and talking about how broke you are and how much you don't have and how much you'd like to have and hopefully someday our ship will come in, you're not going anywhere. You're not making any demands upon the reservoir that's in place for you in heaven. There is a reservoir that's in place for us in heaven, and we have to on purpose tap into that reservoir. And the way we tap into it is by the words of our mouth. Nobody believes what you say more than you do.
That's right.
You realize that? Nobody believes what you say more than you do. And if you're saying the wrong things, you're constantly convincing yourself that you're a failure. You're constantly convincing yourself that you're defeated. You're constantly convincing yourself that you're sick or that you're not ever going to do any better. When we have a consciousness of the position that we hold in heavenly places, our conversation should acclimate to that position. We should be saying things like, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." We should be saying things like, "I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. If mine enemy comes against me one way, he'll flee from before me seven ways. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment is now condemned for my sake. I'm blessed when I come in and I'm blessed when I go out. All the fruit of my labor," whatever you do for a job, this is what you need to be saying over your job. "All the fruit of my labor is blessed."
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 tells us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God has ordained that His children are to live life by the unseen power of the Holy Ghost and all that is available to us in that realm. By virtue of our new birth, we have the ability to believe and receive from the unseen realm of God's kingdom. If our natural eye is speaking louder to us than the unseen eye of our spirit, we will be dominated by the circumstances surrounding us. God has not called us to be controlled by our circumstances, but to be the one controlling our circumstances. There is much more to us than meets the eye. We are born from above, born from the unseen realm, into a kingdom that can be manifested in the natural realm as we exercise our faith in that kingdom. The title of this week's message is Living by the Unseen. We believe this is a timely message for the time of history that we're in now, and we want to make this available to you this week. It's a 5-CD album series. Some of the titles in this series are Living by the Unseen, The Leadings of the Spirit, Tongues Has Its Place. You want to get your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen, to get the wealth of insight that's in this series into your library. My announcer is going to come and give you information on how you can secure this week's message in its entirety. You can buy just this week's message, or you can purchase the entire series online in MP3 format. So my announcer is going to come now and give you information on how you can secure your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen. Please stay tuned.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.